Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? Lee Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City and Hood Environment Radio. Tonight is our Saturday mix show, but tonight we're going to have West Coast rapper Yuck Mouth from Smoke A Lot Records in the building. He called in last night because he thought his interview was last night, but it was actually tonight, so I have him slated to call in at 10 o'clock. Normally what I would be doing on this show is playing music, mixes from various DJs, and, you know, having drops from them and stuff like that. But tonight, since I didn't get a chance to get him on last night, we're going to do it tonight. So make sure next Saturday, well, you know what, I got to work next Saturday, I think. Well, I'll keep you posted if I'm going to do the mix show next Saturday or not. I should have plenty of mixes from the Fleet DJs, various other DJs and other DJ coalitions and stuff like that. And then, you know, tomorrow is Slow Jam Sunday. We already know we're going to be playing the best music ever in R&B. You know what I'm saying? So get ready for that. I'm going to play some music. I'm just like in a mellow mood. I worked all day, tired as fuck. Uh-oh. The princess is here. Wow. Wonder she's in the bathtub.
The bathtub. I'm in the bed watching TV. Thank you.
Oh, bed?
Oh, it's okay, because the bath water, only reason is because the bath water is running right now, but I'll be in there shortly.
You know what? I'm not even fooling with you. I'm not even fooling with you. How are you doing, and how is the weather in Florida?
I'm good. The weather is awesome because it's raining outside.
That's such good laziness weather.
Yes, it's that nice soft rain that hits up against the window and makes you feel kind of, ooh, let me revamp, because, you know, I'm not taking it there, so that, yeah, it's nice outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Today, I was at work, and this lady came in, and she's with this society group called the Red Hat Society. So these ladies mm-hmm. drink tea or whatever they do. To me, it's a bunch of bougie-ass old women in their 40s and over 50s. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah,
me,
we have those here.
Girl, she came in today all iced up in her red hat, all this cubic zirconia saying diva. I ain't even got a front. The first thing I wanted to do was take a picture of her and post that shit on Instagram and put it out there, but I couldn't. Oh, shit. We got a call from New York early on in the game. Ooh, let's see who this is. The last four is 05. You're live on Chocolate City and Hood Environment Radio.
Hi, my name is Ebony. Is this the talk show?
Yes, it is. Hi, Ebony.
Hi. I'm so sorry. I do not listen to radio much and TV much. I am going off of a prayer and off the strength of God. And I'm just asking if it's possible for me to get in contact with DMX.
What?
I know it sounds crazy. I don't want to sound like.
I'm gonna go ahead and.
I know it sounds crazy. I'm surprised that I got this far. I'm just asking, is this possible?
How about this? What you do is you give Chalky your contact information, and she will submit it to his people. She'll have his people get in touch with your people.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Ebony, the number that showed up, that's your number, right?
Say that again?
The number that's on my screen, that's your contact number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when I pass this message on, aside from Ebony, what am I telling them this is in reference to?
Does he have a secret baby out there that the people need to know about?
I don't know.
I can't on Chocolate City Hood Environment Radio. There's no I can't. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let me try that again. This is in reference to a prayer that I sent out.
Okay.
A long time ago. Yes, this is to my husband. And I love you, baby. And I can't wait for you to come home. I'll see you when you get here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Thank you so much.
Oh, crying. I think we're being punk shocked.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I will pass this information on and
hold on, baby. I'm coming. One second,
there.
Okay?
Huh?
I'm sorry. That was my daughter. Say that again.
I will pass the information on, and I don't know if he's going to call you or not, but it
yes.
will be given to him.
Yes, I understand. I understand.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, we got punked.
Like, was that prayer? I hope he gave me some big kind of prayer.
I think we got punked, Chop, for serious. I really believe we did.
But you know what? When people see things coming off of Drag's page, then it's like, girl, with me answering his email, you would be surprised how many people contact him for DMX and how many people contact for Swift. And I have to be like, the last I checked, this email said book Drag on or book Drag 2012. And they say shit about book Swift or book X. Last I heard, they had their own team, their own assistant. So I kind of laughed, but I mean, I kind of expected, but not that.
Wow, but she said that that fool was her husband, man. I knew that's what she was getting at. I knew it.
I mean, is it safe to say maybe
check your text message. Check your phone.
Do you think she was smoking on something other than Keisha?
Yes.
Run around with that Nina.
Shut up. Yes.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at her butt. Tootsie. Wow. I'm speechless.
But I sent you a resolution to that, how we can actually get him to call her.
And what's that?
I sent it to your phone. Look at your phone.
Okay. I got to send Martha this message about that. God, man,
Martha just needs to call me. We need to call this girl back and have an intervention. Yeah, seriously.
She don't like her voice.
Huh.
Hell no. Wow. You know what? I'm going to play something that is going to take me out of this mood. You know,
You like my answer?
That's why I'm laughing, because I'm like, wow, no, you didn't go there.
Yes, I did.
What's crazy is that motherfucker hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, so we fix it up. We go ahead and set her up and have them to call her. Yeah.
See, you know,
that way her dreams will be fulfilled.
Because, you know, he has impersonated police officers, so I don't know. I don't know, because one day I know I'm going to meet him.
I know one day you're going to hell for all these prank calls.
Ooh. Girl, don't get me started, because I ain't did a good one in a minute. The last one I did.
I think you should. I think tonight is the night to do one.
You know, in light of all these preachers fucking and stuff. You know, I know you have a few numbers.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've gotten rid of my preacher contact.
Damn.
Those get you in trouble. They call you back like you're the one that actually called. I'm like, what? No, it wasn't me that called. It was a completely different number.
Yeah, and we don't sound anything alike.
No, not even a little bit. So why would you assume that it was me that called?
You know,
we go on some church's website and get his phone number.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
What?
Let me go. While I do that, I'm going to play a song and buy me some time.
Painted mind.
Look, I mean, shit happens.
You bring out the best in me, Talk. That's so awful.
You bring out the worst in me, so that's some balance right there. Straight balance. And with Mr. GA and his clique of thirsty ass niggas. No telling.
I'll text them while you're looking for that information. I'm gonna text them and have them call in so we can get some contact info.
Yeah, because we need some new pranks. So I'm gonna go ahead and play Street Knock featuring Drag On. Well, Drag On featuring Kez, as in Jada Kez. And then we're gonna come back and, you know, I might turn it up a little bit more. Or I might turn it down a little bit. I might give y'all a little bit of 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Put that on the beat. I'm different. He wrote a song, went in the booth and laid it, and this is what it sound like.
He touched my chest, I feel my Ferretto. 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 I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize.
Okay, I don't got no bodies on my brand new Maserati. I'm just sitting on the engine, squeezing shotties at you boys, huh? They don't want no problem, I am fresh, I dig a column. Right up on that murder column, next to Gotti and them boys, huh?
Swiss, open that casket, I hopped out like what's cracking. Yo, ASAP, what's happening? Let's get these bastards.
I don't got no feeling in my body for nobody, so I probably take your hottie and just pass it to my boys, huh?
Ride around in that Bronson with that big Charles Bronson. Squeeze until they're unconscious, then shoot the Yonkers.
I knew they wasn't ready, I pull off a Machiavelli. Now I'm aiming at your belly, watching belly with my boys, huh?
Swiss said to get focused, photo post got me open. Now we Batman and the Joker, and I'm the Joker.
Yeah. Get mileage on them birds when they be flying. All I say is copy, yeah, they're poppy and them boys, huh?
It cuts my chest, I feel my Ferretto. It cuts my chest, I feel my Ferretto. It cuts my chest, I feel my Ferretto. It cuts my chest, I feel my Ferretto.
Ride around that hoopy, and it's on that 2-3. It ain't hard to find me, I'm wherever that loop be. I be smoking trees in Belize with a mommy. I was on the block selling peas when they signed me. Roll out and spark it, work back in the market. Sour kush, haze, airy, everything except chocolate. Yeah, I'm constantly ringing, stack whatever I'm seeing. Patiently just waiting for that Bentley as you being. House shopping on lining, hate the fact that I'm shining. Feel the back of that nine and then try to run off with the consignment. Stomp you out in them AIs, stomp you out in them D-Browns. Do it for the hood and niggas in the P now. You know who I'm down with, what I move around with. They ain't in the building, but they got the building surrounded. All I do is weigh it, cause I ain't got time to count it. And the city is mine, ain't no fucking doubt about it.
I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. Hell yes. Here comes my other song right here.
Going nowhere like a bad nasty. Ass so big, I told her.
money long. Me and broke niggas will get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. They told you $100K for a feature. Sound of the bed. Beat it up, then I get some head. Well, I might get some head, then I beat it up. I don't give a fuck, switch it up, nigga, live it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. My valet park a British truck.
Girl, I love you.
Okay, now, this is a song, I hope it played right. It's called Head Up, and this is off of DMX's new album, Undisputed. And you know what? Y'all know, I know we don't buy albums, but I've read so many rave reviews about this album that I'm going to have to buy it for the home team. And then once I download it off of iTunes and pay my $11.99, I am going to take a picture of Instagram and mention him and post it up to my many followers on the site. Then have to turn around and purchase Global Gangsta's album. So now, once I purchase one album, it's going to be a domino effect. I'm going to have to keep buying all these damn albums. So my thing is, when I buy these albums, y'all better motherfucking support me or it's going to be a fucking problem. And I'm the last person you would like to have a problem with, because I got backup.
Yep.
Ain't that right, Princess May?
Much backup, baby.
So here we go with Head Up off of the Undisputed album. Let's see if this plays.
Thank you. finally go.
Angel, and if you look at behind the scenes of Undisputed, he's talking about it, and one of the white producers is just like, man, X is like one of the greatest, and he was like, he was really feeling Angel, and X was just like, you know what, we're going to wait, and we're going to put that one on the gospel album. I'm like, yo, go ahead and drop the gospel album. Boy, that would be a really good thing. I might stop prank calling people after that one.
Oh, wow. Good luck with that. At least I prank calling the preachers.
Well, you know, I just got a number for a hardcore Christian, and his name is Joel. Joel? And, I don't want to get into this damn call, and then our guest calls in, because he's already late. You know, last night he was like 5 minutes. He called in 5 minutes until the after show was about to start. So when no
wow.
shit he was going to say. Damn, this
I think you should just go for it. I think you should just go for it. I mean, if Nephew Tommy can get his prank calls in Walmart, I think Chocolate City Radio fantasy calls need to straight be in everywhere.
Okay, you know what? Here we go.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
Wow.
Christians don't pay their cell phone bills? Really?
I can't get this damn call off my... Okay, it's gone. Wow. Yeah, that one don't work, Marv. Go hard. I wonder if I got some Christians on, some ministers on Facebook.
There's a bunch of them on there, isn't it? Do they have phone numbers?
Exactly.
You so bad. You make me be so bad. You bring out the naughty side of me.
Pastor LaFrance? Girl, you look at this picture.
Who?
Of the pastor.
No. Send it to me.
His name is Pastor LaFrance. L-A. But he don't got no number. Hold on. I think I got another correct number. Oh, he's 8. Okay. Yes, I need that and the name. Oh, shoot. Here we go. Oh, okay. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I gotta. Wow.
Do we have a number that works?
Yeah. This one is Jesse. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm getting ready to call Jesse. Oh, snap. Marv, do me a favor. Text me what church he goes to. Oh my God. God, please forgive me for this, but I gotta test the spirit by the spirit. Come on, Marv. You know what? I'm just gonna wing it. Dang, I'm just getting y'all for today. I'm matching with Jesse, please.
This is she.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
My name is Melissa, and I was given your number by a friend of mine because I had some questions concerning my walk, and they thought that maybe you could help me and put me on the right path.
Concerning your what?
My walk with Christ.
I can't help you.
You're not a preacher?
No.
Not even close? Not even you're not even in the church? Well, damn.
Jerry hung up on you.
Oh,
I'm
damn,
just
damn.
Now laughing when I heard it was a female. Wow, we don't want those.
Yes, you walking the same walk I'm walking, slut.
Y'all walking through the fiery gates of hell, straight there. You're like, nope, I can't help you.
What's up, baby?
Man, I just knew I was about to have me some fun with a preacher.
You like, are you a preacher?
And then, what's crazy is, the person gonna text me, his name is Jesse. I don't know, but he used to work at McDonald's. He still might. That bitch was a, whoever answered the phone and said her name was Jesse was a she.
That was a she. That was not a he. That was probably his female. He sent it. He already sent it. He would have.
You know what? I'm speechless right now. Because now I got to go back on Facebook and try to find me some numbers. So, you know what? I'm gonna bring Dahlia in, and I'm going to find I'm preacher surfing right now. Hey, anybody that's listening, if you have the number of a preacher, a deacon, a priest, an evangelist,
no prophets, they might see it coming.
Y'all, I need to get them digits. Hit me up. Give me the number. I'm feeling lucky tonight. I am feeling lucky. You know what? I feel so trifling right now. I should prank call my own damn cousin. He a preacher.
Do it.
Hold
Do
on.
It.
You know what? Hold on. Let me call my brother.
Prank call everybody.
Oh my God. Dahlia, you don't have any numbers for preachers? You're in Texas. That's the preacher state. T.D. Jakes, Joyce Myers, Joel Olsen.
You know, we might go to hell for real calling one of them.
Well, T.D. Jakes and Joyce Myers are suspect anyway.
I couldn't, like, get excited about prank calling T.D. Jakes. It just made me...
I love his Bible, Woman, Thou Art Loose.
Mm-mm. I haven't read that.
Yeah, his female Bible is something serious. It's really nice. It is really, really nice. Now, you know what? I have got to find this... I got to find me a preacher. Hold on. Let me go to Twitter. Let me remove drag, okay?
If anyone has a number to a preacher, deacon, or...
What's going on? I'm confused.
I'm about to prank call. I'm on my prank call shit tonight, waiting for Yug Mouth to call in, and I have some questions for some preachers.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Dahlia, just start praying, because she's about to send us all to hell.
I'm not in this. I'm going to church tomorrow. I'm not in
this. If you're going to church tomorrow, you got his number in your phone.
Nah, you
can't have the
prank call
one that I have in my phone.
Nah. Oh, no.
Stop being a punk, Dahlia. Stop being a punk.
Ain't nobody... Hey, I come to where you at.
Well, you can don't be a punk. Give us the number of the preacher that you have in your phone.
I don't even have his number. I've only been going to this church for 2 weeks, so I'm not in.
No,
like
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to
you. Oh, okay.
GA.
I don't go to church.
Oh, Mr. GA, you demon devil spawn, you.
You already know it, baby. I'm the worst nigga.
I know.
Nigga.
You just go to church and you can look up the old lady dresses. You just nasty like that.
Okay.
That's what I do.
In the chat, if y'all know any numbers of any preachers or church going members, you know, sisters, deacons, evangelists.
Let me see if I can find this. If I can find his number again. If I have his number in my phone,
I'm sure y'all can find
some
kind of. I'm sure y'all can find some kind of church on Google or something.
That's what I suggested, was go on the church web pages and just get the preacher's number from there.
So they have like crisis hotlines and stuff.
Let me
Pastor D number. Hold on, let me find his number. Pastor D, he a real wild preacher. Let me find his number.
What's the one on that comes on BET every night that's always talking about Jesus?
No, he'd be like, and God. That's why I never fall asleep with BET on.
I'm about to
send
a blast.
You could call him and make him yell.
He's going to be like, and God. I'm like, whoa. I wake up in the middle of the night mad. Let me turn my TV off because this poop's going to piss me off.
He makes you wake up having nightmares. That's why you don't fall asleep with BET on.
Yeah, it's scary. I'd be like, you do not need to be screaming like that.
Is it Pastor Kearney or something like that?
Your heart
I have no idea.
You'd be like, what in the hell, like? You think it's a child screaming that had a nightmare? He looked and he got on a wretched ass suit. Like, what in the heck? It makes you think that him and Mr. G.A. shop at the same
place. Because you know Mr. G.A. is tacky.
Wearing
a 5'5" too small fur in the heat of the summer.
Shut up. Y'all out of line. For real?
Shut up.
Mr. G.A. always tripping out that fur. He can wear that fur so much that the fur falling off.
I'm not going to play.
Yeah, what you think,
Dahlia? I said I am not going to play. I can't do this.
What, Dahlia? What you can't do?
Talk about the homie. Oh, man.
Please, girl, stop.
That's
Mr.
funny.
G.A. believes in smashing the homies, so you don't call him that.
Shut up.
In that case, no, I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
I know BBM is about to be like, this bitch is crazy. Is she really getting ready to prank call a preacher?
Yep. Hold up. Let me go find that other preacher's name, and I'll see. If it's on my phone, I'm going to send it to you. That's the one we called last time.
Oh, yeah. And that's like, I need him to lay hands on me and crush little Dolly.
Yeah. But he can't lay hands on me. I mean, he can't, not like he ever did, but.
Wait, did you say he can't lay hands on you anymore?
Not any
more. He can't. He never did that. He can't lay hands on me.
Ah.
Shut up, Doc.
Oh, my God. I need this number.
I'm looking for it.
Somebody just hit me on BBM, but it's so many damn messages out there. Shoot.
Wow, I don't think I have it in my phone anymore.
Dang.
I don't know. I got tired of them. I don't have it in my phone.
I'm trying to think if I have somebody you could prank call.
Now, see, any other time, hold on, let me go somewhere. Let me go to where I need to go to. Hold on. You said Google it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do churches in Texas.
Or just do like church, church crisis hotline or something. Type that in. Because those are going to be your 24-hour, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And when you call and tell them that you have a sexual addiction and you feel like it's about to send you to hell, and because of that you think you may just end your life already.
But don't say nothing too crazy, because those calls just might be able to route, like, you know.
Oh, we don't want that.
Yeah, I know. But you know how people be calling it, I killed somebody. And
oh,
and
no,
like,
I would never say that.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, don't say something like, illegal, because then they have to report it. But
those calls may actually be recorded, so we better not call a freaking crisis.
Yeah, because I'll be like, I'm about to murder the fab cock.
Well, just say, you know, just say I, just call in and act like you're a normal person with sexual addiction. Just say, you know, I can't go to work without thinking about sex, and I can't eat round objects that look like a penis. I stay away from hot dogs and popsicles just because it makes my mind go crazy.
Who said that?
Dahlia.
That was Dahlia.
Dahlia is a freak.
That's the help hotline.
Please call a preacher, please.
I'm on this thing. It says help hotline.
Yo, call Shenanigans Preacher.
She don't have the number no more.
I don't have the number anymore.
Damn, Shenanigans, you missing Bible class or some shit.
I'm on here and I don't see nothing about no let's do prayer hot.
You have the prayer hotline.
Y'all go to hell. H-E-L-L.
H-E-double hockey stick.
Yeah, you going too. You right along the phone with their asses. You going with them too, Dahlia.
What you saying?
You going to hell with them, Dahlia.
You ain't going to tell me where I'm going. You don't know where I'm going.
No, you going yonder.
Well, I'm going to make sure I kill your ass before I go, so it'll have some better meaning to it. I'll see you down there. I'll save you a seat.
Okay, save me a seat for real.
Okay, now, while I'm looking for somebody to call, I am going to, damn, I'm going to play something. And I can't believe my brother ain't answered the phone. But I guess he shouldn't have been smashing the homie all day. And he would have been able. No, Marv, I'm on my whatchamacallit. I'm on my minister kick right now. I'll do it another day. Oh snap. Okay. Here we go. Let me see if this one's gonna work.
I hope it does.
Me too.
Let me see if I can copy and paste this number. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to put y'all on mute.
Better put me on mute because I'm already about to laugh.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, now that I have y'all on mute. Okay. I guess that's not a good number because it says call fell and was not answered. So, let me go down some more. You know what? Let me just type in Mount Zion Church here in Greensboro. My brother gonna hate me in the morning because this is his church. Contact us. Man, hold on. Let me do this. Shit. Dang on it, man. Hold on. This is, like, really irking me because now that I'm in the mood to do a damn prank call, I can't get the numbers right. Dang. And I don't really know too many people, like, they parents or pastors anymore. Let me hit this dude up on Facebook. He good about knowing some ministers. I would call my grandma, but then I don't want to burn no bridges.
Thank you. Oh, I'll put you in your forehead. No, we don't do that because she's a praying grandma. She has all of us on our knees in hell.
She know preachers all over the United States. And I was just going out.
Your grandma will be on the call praying for all of us.
You know what? If I cannot, and if I don't get no preacher number, in the next 5 minutes, guess what? I guess I'll just go to a DJ. Y'all know I love DJs.
Hey, I got a bunch of those on my phone. Let's do it.
Okay, moving on to the DJ. Let me see. What gets them good is the sex DVDs, or I'm doing a sex mixtape, right?
Let's call one of the core DJs.
One of the who?
One of the core DJs.
Tony will love that shit.
I got one. Hold up. I'm about to send it to you.
Oh, hell. It's going down.
You know this.
Wait. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
I found, like, a lot of different numbers. Christian counseling services, and there's like
4 hours.
Yeah, they're all 24 hours in. Let's see, addiction, marijuana, alcohol, families, anonymous, cocaine, drug abuse, children of alcoholics, ecstasy addiction, Christians, alcoholics. You in the call? Well, I guess we'll say families anonymous. They don't say nothing about no sex up in here. National Sexual Assault Hotline.
National Sexual Assault Hotline? Nah, I can't play with that one.
That's what I'm saying. Post-abortion, no.
I was just up with a DJ tonight. Last night a DJ saved my life. Yeah. My life, man. Yeah. I'm ready to fuck with a DJ. Not fuck a DJ, but fuck with a DJ. Yeah.
Your messages.
It ain't came through yet. Or
whatever.
It? Nah, it ain't came through. You must be on the raggedy-ass Android phone.
You shut up. It's better than that bootleg Burberry.
Oh! Oh! Okay. How do I... Is that Skino?
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
All right. So I'm about to put y'all on mute, and I'm about to call DJ Skino, because I was given this number a long time ago by Tony to prank. So here we go. I have everybody on mute while I do this fucking prank call. This is going to be hilarious. So, hold on. Hold on, I got to tell the church I'm doing my radio show. Hello? Hey, I'm doing my radio show. I'm going to call you when it's over. All right, bye. Damn. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Who's this?
I'm trying to reach DJ Skino.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm going to call the wrong number. You don't sound like a black DJ to me. Bye. What the hell?
He might have him a white girl answering his phone.
Man, y'all know what?
We need to call Cool Buck that. Let's prank call Cool V.
Who is Cool V?
Whistles.
Oh, okay. I got somebody you can prank call.
Is it a DJ?
No, he's not a DJ, but he's a singer or rapper. He's a local. They call him Mr. Rowe? Mr. Rowe? Yeah. Hold on. This is going to be funny. Okay. Are you ready for the number?
Yep.
All right. It's 318.
Yeah.
517.
Uh-huh.
8990.
And what's his name?
Mr. Rowe.
Okay, I'm going to put y'all on mute.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Rowe?
Mr. Rowe speaking. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Chuck, and I was given your number because I heard that you were an artist. Do you sing or do you rap?
I'm an R&B artist.
Perfect. Well, let me give you a little bit of background information about me. Like I said, my name is Chop. I am an adult entertainer on the East Coast. I live in North Carolina, and I'm about to put out a DVD. And what it is, it's going to be a sex tape DVD where I'm going to have different compilations, and I'm looking for R&B artists to, like, narrate the scenes, but I want them to sing. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay,
now,
I'm with you, Chop.
Okay, now, I am only dealing with the best artists, you know what I'm saying? I need you to be
You should
creative.
Be.
Excuse me?
I said you should be.
Oh, and I need you to be really creative. So, I mean, this is like a little test run for me because if you're chosen, you will be paid very well to be on this mixtape, DVD. The starting amount, depending on how many scenes you feel comfortable with narrating, I'm going to pay anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 per narration.
Okay.
Because I have a very nice budget. I have some Jewish people backing me. And, you know, people like Steven Spielberg, he was Jewish and he got money for days. So I'm dealing with people like that because they're anticipating this project to be big. So if you don't mind, can you, like, give me, like, a sample of your voice?
I would love to. I'm a little bit under the weather. It's been a crazy weekend for me. I tell you what I'll do for you, though. Do you have any of my material, anything like that? Did anybody pass any of my material along to you? Can I direct you to a site to check it out or something like that, and you give me a day or two to get well?
Well, this is what I can do for you because I am an on-the-spot right now type of chick because this is going to be going so fast. Since you can't sing, I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios, right? And, you know, maybe you can just freestyle as far as talking through it. And, you know, like you would sing it, but you don't necessarily have to sing, but you would be, like, I'm going to give you a scene and you're just going to be descriptive on what you would sing, but you're just going to say it. Is that okay? Because you're not straining your voice right now.
Let's see what you got, Chop.
Okay. So the first scene is going to be two girls eating each other out, and then the dominant one is going to use a strap-on. And the strap-on is going to be about 10 inches. So just with that visualization, how would you narrate that?
Well, I'm going to put it like this, Chop. You're saying, now, and I say this, I hope you don't take this the wrong way because I'm, you know what I mean? I'm going to say this with the utmost amount of respect that I can muster up. You feel me?
Yeah.
If I were to talk this thing out and narrate this thing, I mean, it still doesn't give you a feel for my true talent, and I want you to feel the talent. You feel me? I want you to hear the vocals. I want you to hear the vocal expression when I sing and accent on certain words while I'm narrating. So now, if you're willing, you know, like I said, I'm curious as to how you got my contact number. I really am, you know, but I'm okay with it, because normally for calls and things like this, for anything that that someone is needing or works for hire, people normally don't call my number directly for works for hire. But you know, so I mean, I'm kind of flattered. I know it had to come from somebody that's close to me, you know, for my direct number to even go out, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I do this for a living.
If I call you directly, I'm cutting out the middle man because I'm trying to get the bread straight to you. But back to Edmund, I understand that you can't sing, but I'm wanting to see how your creativity is flowing. That's why I'm giving you the scenario, and I want you to speak a narration to me. I want you to just be real descriptive for me. Be blunt as you want to. We're both adults. We both fuck. This is stuff that happens, and, you know, the more convincing you are, the more you're going to get paid.
Well, Chuck, I'm not. Like I said, you know what I mean. If ultimately was gonna get this job, is the best. You know, you said at the beginning of this call, you're looking for the best. You're only working with the best artists. I'm not showing you any artistry with me giving you just verbiage. I mean, that's not showing my artistry. That's showing me being a narrator. I'm an R&B artist. I'm not a narrator.
But you're giving.
So if I like to write, if you like me to write something pertaining, or that's sticking with your scenes, that, you know what I mean, something like that. I mean, that's gravy. You know, we can do that when the time permits itself. But at this moment in time, I like to start with the artistry side of it first, if that's what you're seeking. If not, then you know, then I'm okay with me not being your guy. I'm okay with that.
And how long is it going to take you to get your voice back together?
I say you give me a day or two to get better, get well. And when I'm not under the weather, maybe, you know, you can try to contact me again, or we can take it from that moment forward.
Okay, well, let's do this. I will be in the studio on Tuesday around this same time. Will that help you to be a little more prepared with your voice?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, now I'm going to call you Tuesday around the same time, and then I'm going to give you a different scenario so you can sing me a descriptive narrative, okay?
That's cool.
Well, it was nice speaking to you, Mr. Rowe, and I look forward to giving you some business and working with you.
Likewise. Be careful.
All right. You have a good evening.
All right, Miss Lady. Peace.
Bye. You have got to have some of the lamest singers in your phone. Hello?
Hello?
Wow.
Hello? I didn't know he was going to act like he must be sick, because he must be real sick, or he must can't talk.
He must can't sing. Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Ah, damn. Princess Nate, I can't do DJ Nasty because I think I done spoke to him about some mixes.
Oh, yeah, but I'm sending you another one now.
Okay, because this number look mad familiar.
Yeah, it probably is. That's Bird's DJ.
Oh.
That's who Nasty is, but the other one is this DJ out of Panama City. This Negro thinks that he's a rapper / DJ, but he thinks that he, like, super hot and super fine. And he's lame, but he's super thirsty. But he's stupid. So I would love for you to prank call him.
This one that you're going to give me now?
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Okay, well, I'm about to get in his ass. Ooh, okay. We're about to call DJ Will. Hold on 1 second.
And tell, you know what, you can also tell him, say you got his information from DJ Neek Roberts.
Okay, DJ Neek?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put y'all on hold.
Hello.
May I speak to DJ Will?
This is Lee.
Hey, DJ Will, how the hell are you?
How are you? Who is this?
Oh, this is, I'm good. This is Chop. I was given your number by DJ Neek Roberts, and he thought that you might be the type of DJ that I needed to work on a new mixtape DVD series that I'm about to put out.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want me to do? Do you want me to DJ, or what do you want me to do?
I would like you to host it, and, know, you have full control, but it's just some things that this DVD is going to, the mixtape is going to represent, and I just need to make sure that you feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, that's cool with me.
Okay, so I have a few questions for you, and I'm ready to get my notebook so I can take some notes and everything like this. And, oh, let me tell you that hosting this mixtape, the pay is $2,500. Is that substantial for you?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Now, first and foremost, like I said, you know, I am a freaky female, so this DVD / mixtape has to represent my freaky side. So I need a DJ that can bring it out. Are you cool with that?
I guess that's cool with me.
Okay. You don't have a female that's going to be upset with you because I'm going to come to Miami and I'm going to fight you in South Beach or whatever, and you don't have a female that's going to be upset that you're going to be out of town or anything, do you?
Nah, I ain't mad. I ain't got no female.
Okay, cool. Now, what's going to happen is, like I said, I'm real freaky, and I have a few little fetishes and everything like that, and as you're hosting it, it's going to be a couple of tracks, and they're actually going to be drops, but they're going to be descriptive drops and stuff like that, where you're going to watch me do something, and you're just going to talk about it, and that's all I want that track to be. I want it to be like 3 to 5, 3, like 3.5 minutes of you just talking shit about me being freaky. So I'm going to ask you some things to see if you feel comfortable with it, and then you let me know if you're okay with it, okay? Do you have a problem with me playing with my pussy in front of you?
No.
Do you have a problem with me squirting and it coming right at you?
No.
Okay, now, it's like, while you're doing this descriptive, I like the noise in full effect. I like to capture the sound effects. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to Google any sound effects or anything. I like the real deal. So, would there be a problem with me pulling your dick out, sucking it, that popping and slurping effect for the mixtape?
No.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Now, if I was to ask you to, like, rub my nipples and say some freaky shit, could you do that?
Sure.
Okay, and if I asked you to suck my titties and say burr, could you do that?
Sure.
Okay, can you say burr for me a couple of times? I want to see if you can roll your tongue.
Do what?
I need you to say burr. You know how, like, Gucci says it? Because that's a sexual overture for me. That kind of gets me really hot. So that's gonna.
I know, but I ain't saying no bird to get nobody hot unless I'm like in front of them or some shit. Unless like we on camera or I'm DJing.
No, I just want to hear you say it to see how you sound. I'm not asking you to say it sexy. I just need.
You see how I'm sounding right now as I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'll get back. Okay, now, if I get enough for girl on girl, and there's a possibility of a threesome, do you have a problem joining in?
Nah, I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay, because I'm not an ugly female at all, and anybody that I bring into this would not be ugly at all. So while you're fucking both of us, you can still be able to do your drops for the mixtape, correct?
Sure.
Okay, now how do you feel about ass play? Have you ever had your ass licked?
No, I don't do that type of shit, though.
You're not a giver or a receiver or both?
No. No, that. Do what?
Have you ever had a female sit on your face?
Yeah, plenty of times. I'm a DJ.
So if a female that sat on your face, I hate to say this, then you've come close to licking some ass and your tongue might have touched it. Because when we're riding faces, we're grinding, so both holes are hitting your face.
You what now?
I said when we're grinding your face, both holes you're hitting your tongue. It's kind of hard to avoid that.
No, it is hard to avoid, but trust me, I avoid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, while I'm out shopping and stuff like that, what size condoms do I need to get for you? Just, you know, be on the safe side.
Yeah, as women say, I don't like lifestyles because I got a big dick.
Oh, word?
Do what now?
You said you don't like lifestyles because you have a big dick?
Yeah, only Magnum XL's biggest ones you can get.
Oh, shit. Now, have you ever been spinning and fucking at the same time?
Have I ever what?
Been spinning, like, you know, spinning records and fucking at the same
time. Hell yeah, I do that shit all the time. What you talking about?
Damn.
I work at a strip club.
You an experienced fucker. So you fuck the strippers?
Duh.
Don't dumb me. Damn, I'm trying to give you some kind of credit, but shit.
I know, but this is what I'm saying. I work at a strip club. Anything freaking that you want to do, just do it, except for the ass play. Nigga, don't do no ass play or none of that shit, though. But any other thing, I'm with it.
Oh, so is it because of the money, or you just nasty like that?
Nah, I'm just naturally like that.
Damn. Okay. So do you belong to any type of DJ coalition that, you know, you would like to put your logo on the back of the mixtape?
Nah, I DJ by myself alone.
Oh, me, myself, and I. Okay.
Yeah, I'm solo.
Oh, okay. So would you say you have big balls or little balls? Because, I mean, if you got a big dick, don't everything balance out?
I guess.
So what kind of balls you got?
Might as well say big.
Oh, shit. Okay, like donkey balls, they just hang down.
I guess. But I have to stop you right here for your little survey because I have to go to work.
But
you can text me any other thing you want to ask me or whatever, but I got to go to work.
Okay, well, I won't keep you. I have your phone number, and I will text you and ask you for your email address so I can send over a pre-contract so we can go ahead and lock everything in. I think I found my guy. You's a nasty, freaky DJ. I like that, big ball.
All right, just let me know what's up.
I will. Bye.
And I know that he got a show, I think either in Los Angeles, or Florida soon, so he's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit them up, and
he was boring.
But he said he had some big balls. Young mouth in the building. Where the hell he go? Damn, I was trying to get his fucking,
I'm cracking up at donkey balls.
Yes, that donkey ball made him run.
I can't stand no big balls. They need to just hide.
I was trying to ask him all the hairy, but he had to get on the ball.
They need to just hide behind the D. I do not like big balls. Ugh.
They slapping in the face and stuff.
Hmm. She said, "Are they hairy?"
Hey, we can call Nick Wallace. Let me go find his stuff. Hold on.
Oh my God, I can't be talking all night. I really can't. And what's so crazy is I'm gonna put this shit on YouTube, and I hope he got a damn Twitter, because everybody gonna know he fucked everything. And like, if you ever wonder what DJs do in the strip club, listen to this nigga right here.
That's what the DJs in the strip club do, nasty pills.
And he talking about he don't play no ass games, but if a female has ever ridden your face, guess what? You are licking pussy and ass, especially if I'm riding your face. Because I'm going to grind my ass right on your tongue. I'm going to, like, plop right down on you. And it's going down. It's going fucking down. I'm sorry. Like, for real. It's going down. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. Now I'm going to have to go in and cut the audio and make a damn video for this.
Hold up. I'm about to give you another number. You want me to just show it to you?
My head hurt.
I won't just give you the number. It's 850-819-3161.
You're going to pass.
8-5-0.
819-3161.
And that's for DJ Neat Roberts. That's the one that referred you. So you just tell him DJ Wheeler referred you.
Trifling.
What? Hold up. No. I am going to reverse it and be like, your man, DJ Will, gave me your number.
Yep.
I'm like, what? He said he was a nasty ass DJ and you might be interested in helping me or something? And, wait a minute, hold on. What kind of DJ is me?
I just know you can say that. Just tell him that you were checking him out at Club Deja Vu and you liked his style. That's what you can say.
What he look like?
He all right. He got dreads. But he don't have no money.
So, he might jump on any opportunity that I give him because, boy, I be setting these gigs at some high-ass prices. Now,
so, you just tell him the more he does, the more money he gets. So, if he decides that he wants to play the role and join in, he can make more money. So, it's up to him how much money he makes.
Man, DJ Will pissed me off because he wouldn't say birth.
Yeah.
What's man?
Just be like, you should be like, I'm with Burr Entertainment, and everybody has to say Burr.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay, before I do this, I'm going to bring I Fucked Your Chick in, and then I'm going to start.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey,
y'all
girl.
Crazy. Y'all are so crazy.
Oh,
I was listening to the last DJ, and this dude was like, yeah, I don't do this shit.
He's lying. He does everything. He nasty. He does it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he talking mm-hmm. about he work at the strip club. Obviously, you must have licked somebody's ass.
Child, you know what? The strip clubs here are not even real strip clubs. They're just titty bars. They don't get naked.
Oh,
what's that?
Well,
yeah.
Donkey Ball said they...
not Donkey Kong, but Donkey Ball.
Donkey Ball.
Donkey Dong. And Donkey Ball.
Hey, now I'm like, I have a big dick.
Oh, God.
If I'm about to do a dude and he pulls out some lifestyles, that's over. No.
That's instant cease and desist.
You know, that's
like, that's admitting. That's admitting, too. Or that one dude who pulled out a Magnum knowing damn well he can't fit it.
Okay.
You're like, is there supposed to be this much air inside the condom?
why is it in me? Isn't it supposed to be on you?
Right.
Man, where did Mr. G.A. go?
He hung up. I feel bad because I know Yuck Mouth was like, what the hell was that? Oh, wait a minute. Well, damn. I mean, well, shit. Okay, I don't know what happened to Yuck Mouth. I thought he was on the air. I mean, I remember seeing the same number that I seen.
I don't know why. I got freaking disconnected from you guys.
Okay, now did I dial the 818 number?
Damn.
Hold on. Let me see something real quick so I can go off.
You got that Larry
Tribble?
I was like, what the heck?
It was stuck in my head, y'all. Like, that song is really stuck in my head. It won't go away.
Man. Look.
Are you about to get another prank call?
Yeah, but I'm waiting to see where the artist is. I'm trying to see because I think he called in when I was talking to that dude about his dick. And some men might not understand that we do prank calls and might be wondering if we're going to try to get them to fuck somebody. You know what I'm saying?
I'm driving, so please don't say too much funny stuff, because when I laugh, I can't close my eyes, so I don't want to close my eyes on the freeway.
Well, you know, we don't want you to close your eyes on the freeway either, because that would not be a good...
No, it wouldn't.
That
I close my eyes driving over bridges.
Really?
Heck yeah, I don't know how I'll make it over, but woo, glad I do, some kind of way.
Oh, man. Shout out to Angel Eyes in the chat room. I met her a few years ago through BJ and Erotic Noir. I see that she's doing her own thing. Take my advice. I like that name. I'll tell the dude, you better take my advice and fuck me right or not be bothered at all.
Oh. Is that somebody's name?
Man. Oh, did I tell y'all that I think I'm gonna get married next year. I'm gonna do a
What?
I think I'm gonna get married next year. I'm gonna do a Dennis Rodman. I'm gonna marry myself.
Wow.
Marry yourself?
Yeah, I love myself that much that I can please myself how it needs to be done. So, you know what? Why go through all the hassle of marrying a man and then we might not work and then I got to pay all this money to get rid of him, such as in a divorce, and he might take half my shit because he probably won't have shit for me to take. So why even go through the headache? I'll just stay with myself. So, that being said,
that's a good point.
You know, we're getting ready to call. DJ Neek, right?
Yes, DJ Neek Robert.
All right, here we go.
And he is married, but he don't care.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Thank you for my ass on me.
Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and put y'all on me right now.
Because I would die laughing.
Thank you.
Can I speak to DJ Neek, please?
Yeah, who this?
Yo, Neek, this is Chuck. How you doing?
What's up?
Nothing. I was given your number by a solo DJ that works with you. And I was looking for a DJ to do a narration for an adult mixtape that I'm trying to do. The pay ranges anywhere from $3,500 to $5,000. Is that something you can work with?
Yeah, what you need me to do again now? What you trying to do?
I'm wanting to do an adult mixtape, and I need a DJ to narrate it.
Yeah.
So it's a few things. I have to, like, go through a phone interview, so do you have the time?
Not right now. I'm about to set up in the club to DJ.
Okay, let me see. I will be in the studio with my investor on Tuesday night around this time. Will this work? Will you be able to talk then?
Yeah, Tuesday is perfect.
Okay, well, I will call you Tuesday at 11 o'clock my time, which is 10 o'clock your time, because I'm an hour ahead of you. And we'll do the phone interview and work out the particulars.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, and you have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Boring.
So quick.
Man.
Donkey Balls was funnier.
But this man right here, he sounded like a little robot. I don't think I have a time right now. Yeah, that's it. Like, really? You see, he sounds like a little damn robot.
Yeah. Imagine what he sounds like in the club.
Oh my gosh, yo. So
if you want to prank call it Tuesday, I think I have two DJs. I have to get their number off of Twitter that might be if you can call.
I mean Tuesday. By Tuesday I'm gonna have my numbers for my deacon. I'm going to have that. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. Somebody going to get some healing up in here.
You need to just go ahead and call these hotlines while you're playing.
Y'all not sending me hell calling those hotlines. No. We already had the picture call me back.
You know, because I would have had time to think about it, and I would have had time if I have to call around, right, during normal business hours and get the numbers of some people, you know, at home and then call them, you know, like speak to them a little bit and then call them and just be like, oh, my gosh, it's so bad. I'm trying to fight it off. I can't.
You should hear call a wife and tell the wife, your husband is cheating
appreciate it. You should call a convenience store. You should call a convenience store and tell them and tell them that you live a block away. Ask them if they can deliver some condoms because you have a guy coming over and you don't have time to run to the store.
Because you're naked.
Yeah, right.
You should call a convenience store because, like, me and my friends, we were playing this game, and it had a card, and it said to call prank call a convenience store asking about condom sizes. And it was hilarious because they really do be trying to help you, but they be laughing on the low. And then you could just be like, well, what size are you? What do you prefer? And then, you know, he's probably going to be like, well, I use lambskin. You should. You so should.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Let me see.
Look, I'm about to go call my preacher boyfriend. Bump this. I'm getting off of here so I can call him and have my own phone happy time. Forget
what the?
Wait a minute. Can I get in on some of that? Can I get in on some of that?
No.
You sure?
Sorry, Chuck. Nope, nope, nope. And it's raining outside still. What?
I mean, I'm just saying.
No. Why everybody sniggling?
Because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It really is.
So everybody is kind of cackling.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, everybody.
Caring is caring.
Everybody but me.
Everybody what?
Everybody got somebody but me.
Oh, well, we can,
We can what? We can share?
No.
Oh.
You can have the people that call you back. How about that one? I'll find his phone number. It's probably on Facebook.
I mean,
hold on, I'm going
to get a successful prank call in tonight.
Prank call.
I wanted somebody to say,
I want somebody to just yell out, burr, bitch, burr.
Why?
Turned the fuck up, it sound like.
Yeah, we just finished
our own remix to.
Let me tell you.
What the fuck? I'm crazy as shit. Yeah, it's crazy as shit on here. What the fuck? What the fuck? Whose song is that?
No, that's gone. And I'm
shocked. I'm not smelling no dick.
Whose song is that?
Her name is Risque. She lives in Florida. When she made that song, she was 17 years old.
She was 17 and made that song.
Look, I'm not spelling no dick, but you can get your shit.
Whoa. Okay. Y'all got to fuck that. Play that song for me. Play that now. I got to hear that.
What you want to hear it?
y'all kidding, right? Y'all playing games. This can't be serious.
All right.
No,
all
right, it's so serious.
I'm ready to play the song for Young Mouth so he'll know that we dead ass. Here we go.
Cut it out. Yeah, scratch me off the list for real.
What the fuck?
Nope, I'm going to write your name bigger now.
Scratch, oh. You are not cool. You are cool, man. The burn list, that must be the eat pussy list. Nigga, whoever can burn longest can hum on the pussy the longest, I guess. That ain't the key.
Whoa, that's actually great observation.
I mean, wow. Hey, shit. I mean, it don't take, you know, too much of rocket scientist.
Oh, my God. For everybody that's listening, we have...
Hey, you guys, I'm about to go because I'm about to, like, get out the car and everything.
Okay, but we have Yuck Mouth on the line. He's from the West Coast. He's with Smoke A Lot Records, and I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
With a mixtape like Smoke A Lot. I mean, Half Baked. Y'all already know what's on his mind. So...
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody about you, and, you know, I got some questions for you because I looked at your pictures, and you have some very thick fingers and some very formable lips.
You crazy. Okay. Nice observation. But, yeah. For the fans who don't know, for the people out there, radio land, and you know what I mean, the online radio land, it's the kid Yuck Mouth. You know, I used to be in the group, you know, the Loonies. We made the hit, the platinum, fuck the hit, the classic single. I got 5 on it, you know, that still get played 20 years later to this day. You know, shout out to all the fans and DJs that keep that shit alive and all the smokers and stoners out there keeping that shit alive. But after that, I went solo, got my deal at Rap-A-Lot Records, fuck with Jay Prince, Scarface, all them for a minute, dropped my solo album, went gold over there, started my independent label, Smoke A Lot Records, dropped a couple independent joints over there, United Ghettos of America Volume 1 and 2, Thug Lords with me and C-Bo, and a couple other things, and then I branched off and just down straight Smoke A Lot Records. So I'm doing my independent thing. The latest project is Half Baked. You know, real stoner, 420 album, you know, for all them people out there who really blown that good kush, you know what I mean? Even if your dad with the, you know what I mean, the motherfucking Brutane hash oil, all the shit, man, you do that pertains to weed, man. That's the soundtrack to your life, period. And they got all your favorite artists on that motherfucker. I ain't going to name drop because we could go on forever. Got so many motherfuckers on it, but, go get that Half Bake and add it to your Yuck Mouth collection. And after that, we got, the Regime. The Year of the Dragon, the album's coming out, part 1 and part 2 dropping on Halloween, so that's right around the corner, so look for that next drop on Smoke A Lot Records. You know what I mean? We're going to keep hitting these niggas upside their head with that mob shit, straight up.
Now, I got a retarded question for you. What
it do?
In the hell does Yuck Mouth mean? Like, is that some kind, do you give yucky head? I mean, I don't know.
Nah, man, you know where it came from. It came from the old school little, you know, little nursery rhyme shit that used to be on TV. They call Yuck Mouth, it don't bet. So I got it from that. And, you know, and most motherfuckers, when they hear my name, they think, oh, this nigga got a grill like Old Dirty Bastard. Like, this all this nigga teeth missing. But no, well, Zay, I got a platinum grill, but under that grill, all my teeth are straight. I ain't yellow, they ain't riding, I'm good. Second of all, you hear that name, you think that boy eat a lot of pussy. No, I don't. You know what I mean? The only wife he get that treatment. You know what I mean? And when she do, you know what I mean, she'll tell you about the, you know what I mean, how I feel. But other than that, I don't just eat pussy. It ain't the nigga. I ain't that nigga. So Yuck Mouth is strictly like back in the day, saying your shit was nasty or yucky, it was dope. You know what I mean? Like Nas, he came in the game as Nasty Nas. You know what I mean? I don't mean like he fucking all the bitches. He a 2 Live Crew rapper. His rhymes, his style is nasty. Same with my shit, Yuck Mouth. I got a nasty mouth. I got a fucked up mouth, a filth line filth. But it spit dope-ass raps, period. So that's where it come from, and that's my, you know, standpoint and meaning of the fucking, you know, the name. Straight up.
Respect.
Well, with that being said, we're going to go into one of your songs, and this is off of the Half Bait, and it's Cookies and
Bo. You know it.
Here
that's
we go.
Cookies. Hold on, let me explain it. Cookies, Girl Scout Cookies is a strand of weed in the Bay Area. You know, that's the biggest strand of OG rocking in the Bay. And a Bo is short for Robo. A Robo is short for Robo Tessin. And Tustin is short for lean. You know what I mean? So it's basically weed and lean. But, you know, we say cookies and bow. So enjoy. Half baked. You bitch.
Oh. Y'all niggas know what I want. Yeah. Nah, fuck with it, baby. Scouts. Yeah. I'm gonna throw up in a 2-liter. Look, cookies and bow. Cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the O of cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow. Cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the valley show of cookies and bow bow. Yuck. Blunt blowing. Polo draw showing. Call me Richie Rich cause what I'm smoking all over you. A hating ass nigga. Get your fucking jaw broken. At your bitch a little pop. And my niggas all poking. I be yoking through the town. Throwing doobies to that loud. Getting lean by the gallon. Smoking cookies by the pound. Now I bust grits off them bricks. Your Gerber is watered down. Wow, nigga, I'm still squatting through the O. Down E14, I'm trying to knock a nigga home. These fake ass pimps trying to knock a nigga dough. I'm in their ear like an angry coach popping at your hoe. Whoa, I pull a foe in a Phantom. Ice in my styrofoam, a faux jolly red. Drink it all together, then you see what I'm about. Plus I'm blowing on the ounce of the scout. Cookies and bow, I'm sliding through the O of cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow, cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the valley show of cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow, cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the show of cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow, cookies and bow. You niggas know how I roll on cookies and bow bow. Let go.
Go, I'm international. I love the dough and smoke them everywhere I go. I'm with that mob shit, bitch. I know you know. And I'm a user with about a cruiser, I suppose. For sure. Cookies in the morning time. I mix it with the bow and I'm gonna be moving fine. Yeah, I chase bitches in that brandy wine. I'm from prime. Young hoes, hand me mine. Keeping on the ears up. Styrofoam kids up. Money over bitches, but tonight I'm trying to fizz up, and I can give a fizz up, I probably have to fizz up, the bowl got me smoking, and the cookies got that kid up, I be lighting shit up, blow across the country, keep them wham-whams, cause I always got the munchies, I always keep it funky, I put that on my flick though, and I be with the shit on that cookies and bow,
love cookies and bow, cookies and bow, I'm sliding through the O of cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow, cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the valley show on cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow, cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the show on cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow, cookies and bow. You niggas know how I roll on cookies and bow bow.
I got 20 pounds of bow. We're ready to pow. These cookies that I'm smoking cost 500 an hour. Ride through the scale. Blowing on this drought. I just bought a Sprite. I filled that bitch up with a pole. I keep a box of 50 switches in my cup filled to the top. I made a couple hundred off of this year's crop. Bitch, I'm getting crop. Bitch, I'm getting crop. That lean that how you leaning on you like your own cop. Bitch, I'm the cookie monster. I'm the cookie monster. In the hills of Jamaica, blowing with the rosters. Remember name in the champagne. I'm missed that like I'm Mr. Crack Game. My joints stay stuffed, still smoking blood. I got a fresh batch of cooks about to roll up. Pull up, nigga. Nigga, pull up. That activist, I have a nigga tell
up. Cookies and bow. Cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the O on cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow. Cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the valley show on cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow. Cookies and bow. I'm sliding through the scope of cookies and bow bow. Cookies and bow. Cookies and bow. You niggas know how I roll on cookies and bow bow.
Niggas know how I roll on cookies and bow bow. Let go.
Cookies and bow.
Cookies and bow. You see, we about that life, man. My niggas will be real off that styrofoam cup life, man. I ain't talking no Drake shit. I'm talking about really activists. You know what I mean? Straight out the bye-bye. You know what I mean? That's one of your theme songs, too, right there. Straight up.
Cookies and Bow.
Oh my God. So it's safe to say that you about that life.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, we been about that life, man. I've been rocking out since the 90s, man. You know, this shit ain't nothing new to me. Straight up. Been on tour with Biggie, Puffy, all them niggas, man. You know, that's that life. You know what I mean? So you fuck around with them niggas, yeah, you can't go wrong. So, yeah, and did it all, baby.
Man, it is so funny because I'm not even going to lie. Do you know how I even got put on the Loonies is my kids. Like, my old son, he's 27 now. No, yeah, he's 27 now. And...
Ooh. Ooh, how old are you?
I am 23. So...
Is it, you are probably really Michelle.
He just turned 23. We're going to leave it at that.
Okay. Your son put you up on game, huh?
Yeah, and I would have to say, like, I like that song. It's funny to me. And, I mean, like, it was like, I'm like, damn, my kids be putting me up on a lot of different shit because they smoke, they drink, and they mean
right.
All kinds of music and stuff like that. And
right.
Then, like, okay, and then what caught my attention... And I want to say, when did you and Pinky do a song together?
Me and who?
Pinky.
I ain't never did a song with Pinky.
Oh, because did you do a you did a song, and when you dropped it, it did hella downloads.
It wasn't the Pinky joint. I don't know what it was, but I don't think it was the Pinky joint. I ain't do nothing with Pinky.
Well, I mean, I can't remember, but it was one song that you did because somebody from Florida called me and was like, yo, you need to get Yuck Mouth on your show. And that was like, he dropped the song and that shit did some crazy ass downloads.
Oh, he must be talking about that Smelling on Me with a 2 Chainz.
That may have been it, but it was something. And I was like, I'm going to reach out to him.
The Pac We Still Ballin'. The Pac We Still Ballin'. The one about Pac when Pac had freshly, I don't know. It could be many of songs. I got
That's
so much discovery.
Shit.
Yeah. I got so much discovery. It's ridiculous. But I'm just glad motherfuckers, you know, still recognize, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, you know what I mean, like back in the day from the 90s, you know, you don't even talk about them right now no more. You know what I mean? They unheard of. I can't say it, but, you know what I mean, they fell off, you know what I mean? And it's just a blessing to still be here, still be getting interviews, still be getting rap money 20 years later, you know what I mean? I'm still in this shit, you know, fucking with these young boys. They doing their thing, but I'm still in this bitch getting this paper. So it's just a blessing, man. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to everybody who fuck with me, straight up.
I mean, I have to say, Cali artists have such a different swag. I mean, I like the way that they talk. And how they carry themselves, it's just different.
I told you, Chuck, the West Coast is the best coast, baby.
Let me
put some real shit out there, though, man. A lot of shit that's moving in the industry, period, comes from the West Coast, let alone the Bay, period.
Preach.
I mean, niggas with these dreadlocks, that shit ain't coming from Florida. Florida got the big old broom head dreadlock, look like my nigga Gunplay. You know, the shit that look like a mop, a matted up mop. Them type of, you know what I mean, the big pebble, you know what I mean, Bam Bam looking dreads. Niggas with the singles and they hanging down like Waka Flocka, that shit come from East Oakland, West Oakland, North Oakland, Oakland niggas, period. Bay Area niggas, they all got dreads. Niggas been rocking that before Mac Dre even growed his dreads. That was way back in like 2002, 2001. Niggas then had their dreads, singles.
Yeah.
With gold tips, colorful, you know what I mean? Different color tips on them, all types of shit. You know what I mean? Tearing shit up, you know what I mean? Rocking with 40s, with 30 dicks, you know what I mean? And AKs with the cinnamon rum, the cinnamon bun drum, and motherfucking 40s with the cinnamon bun drum. And I mean, just all types of wild-ass military pistols. You feel me? Just going wild in their videos. And then you see all these people nowadays, you know what I mean? No disrespect to Chief Keef, no disrespect to Waka, no disrespect to anybody who fuck with the Bay like that, but you see the influence that we got. You know what I mean? Even the grills. We've been rocking grills since down south niggas been rocking since the 80s. The Bay niggas been rocking grills. You know what I mean? So gold grills. You know what I mean? So we've been doing that shit. It's not new to us. And then old schools, we've been old school since the 80s, man. Candy paint, triple gold Daytons, all the shit, period. So all the lifestyle motherfuckers living, we do that. And they get a lot from us. Stunner Shades, that shit come from the Bay. The name, that name, Stunner Shades, that quote, that name was made up in the Bay. So now everybody got their stunners on, they stunner shades, and everybody go dumb and go stupid. All that shit come from the Bay. Wayne in his new song right now, go stupid, go stupid. And then the other niggas saying, go dumb. I mean, like, that's all Bay shit. Right?
Damn.
You right.
I'm just keeping it 100. I'm keeping it funky. And then you hear 2 Chainz talking about, I got that gas. Gas is another Bay term, and that comes from murdering niggas. That don't come from smoking on no fucking weed. When a nigga say he gassed you, that means he shot you. On my mama's, I'm going to let the real meaning of gas get out there, because I'm smoking on that gas. No. We don't call weed gas, nigga. We call gassing a nigga shooting a nigga. Period. And there used to be a crew of little niggas in the Bay Area called the Gas Team, and they was murdering everything in that motherfucker. That's how the name Gas even got popular in the Bay, because niggas start saying every time a nigga got murdered, oh, they gassed that nigga. Oh, man, they gassed that nigga. Oh, shit, you see that motherfucking other car got gassed up. I mean, everything became gas because they, them niggas was murdering, and their name was the Gas Team. So now all of a sudden niggas like, I got gas, I'm smoking on gas. Nah, nigga, you ain't gassing nothing unless you killing somebody or shooting something. Period. So get the term right when you say that shit. You know what I mean? So a lot of shit come from the Bay and they just saying the shit because it sound cool. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas gangbanging, which come from L.A. and Chicago, and they just throwing, wearing flags and they don't know what the fuck. They ain't even from no hood. You know what I mean? Niggas claiming rolling 60s in fucking Idaho. Like, nigga, when the rolling 60s get a hood in Idaho? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like niggas have no purpose. They doing shit because it's the shit, it's the trend. You know what I mean? And not knowing what the fuck they could get themselves into doing this shit. So, at the end of the day, man, a lot, if not all the shit come from Cali that niggas is winning off of. Period. But I mean, at the end of the day, our music ain't winning. You know what I mean? Because, they ain't letting us do that right now. I mean, there's been a black eye on the West Coast since Pac and Biggie died. So record labels don't want to fuck with people from the West Coast. I'm going to put it out there, let you know why the West ain't been winning. That's why you ain't seen a big name come out the West unless it came up on the Dre, unless it came up on the Snoop or somebody. Other than that, it ain't coming out. Period. Kendrick Lamar, he had to come up on the Dre. You know what I mean? Everybody that's hot. You know what I mean? From the West, gonna have to come up under that. If not, good luck. Period. They ain't letting nothing else come. Them record labels ain't dealing with us rowdy ass West Coast niggas. They scared they gonna put on another Suge Knight, another Master P, make another motherfucking hundred millionaire, and it's gonna be a problem. So yeah, they got a problem with us as far as giving us some money. They get the South niggas some money because Atlanta got a lot of gay niggas out there, a lot of gay execs too. I'm just going to keep it focused. A lot of gay execs out there, so they'd rather have a meet with a gay nigga than have a meet with a street nigga, was able to, to turn the street money into record business, to go up there and make his shit happen. They'd rather deal with a gay-ass motherfucker and let them have the money. Oh, here, boom, boom, fun this, fun that. Okay, boom. And they go have dinner and go fuck each other, No homo, no Frank Ocean, but that's the industry. Niggas ain't doing that on the West. We ain't going for that shit. We don't do the gay shit. Period. So, it is what it is. It's fucked up industry,
Wow. On that note, I think I'm going to have to play Smell It On Me.
2 Chainz.
Yeah, I'm on South Beach in New Balance. I'm from Atlanta. I'm smoking on charismatic. Take a couple packs and turn into an acrobatic. That's a few flips, leave in a cruise ship. The shit go down and turn to a news clip. I'm in my boat shoes with G's on the side. And yes, I come to with G's on the side. I'm from the south side, represent from all angles. And yeah, that money talk, but it don't talk strength. I'm on a loud pack, smell it when I bust it open. From Mrs. Dean, Codeine, no room for touch. Drugs, if I was on me, I'd push in my pocket, wipe it down with the lean. The good crowd around me, they can tell it on me. Tell it on me, tell it on me. Ain't no purple beer, all my girls out to free. Now she whispering in my ear about how she wanna get beat. They say my hoodie rings, they can smell it on me. Smell it on me, smell it on me.
Since he was in Squad Up, and he was before he even got with Wayne, you know, I mean, he was fucking with Lil Flip and the Clover G's and shit when I was out there, I rap a lot. So, Gutter, my nigga. So, I've been waiting to, you know, send him something to get on. I was like, okay, this is the perfect joint, you know, with 2 Chainz on there. We all smoke, so, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, to each his own. Some people like Gutter more, some people like 2 Chainz more, you know, so to each his own, you know.
Well, can you send him some of your personality? Because he was on my show, and I swear to God, I've never wanted to hang up on an artist before.
Get the fuck out of here. You said you was ready to hang up on a motherfucker.
Man, I swear, it was like fucking a dry rubber. Like somebody, when they stick their dick in you and it's just dry, you're just like, wow.
Whoa. Dry rubber, ouch. Owie.
Yeah.
That hurt on both ends.
I'm like, oh, well, thank you for coming. We appreciate you being on. I just want to
watch y'all. Oh, man. I don't know. When did y'all interview him? Did y'all interview him when he was with Young Money or before that?
That's the only reason I wanted to interview him, because he was with Young Money. I wasn't trying to get to the roach. I just thought it would be interesting for him to come on. But I was
okay. I don't bullshit. I can't say what's up. You know, with Gutter interviewing shit. I just know he a cool dude, and that boy got gas and shit. I don't. Hey, I don't. You know, I don't. Hey, shit. You know, they got interview classes and shit that they be giving to celebrities and shit, man. I never took that class, man. I think he never took it either, bro.
You know, I think if I brought Gutter back on, I would have to borrow some flame from Dragon and
spit
on his ass.
Oh, shit, man. You hear that, Gutter? You better call in and do a better interview, bruh. She on your
helmet. That interview cost me six of the whack-ass rappers for a month. So
she said the whack-ass
rappers. Other motherfuckers. I was so mad. Because that was like one of them, you throw the coin up in the air and be like, never
again.
Never again. Publicist, if I hit you up to interview your artist and you got 10 other whack artists and you trying to do some motherfucking bargaining, all bets are off. Fuck you, pay me. They ain't going down.
Hey, ain't no bargaining chips over there.
I got a question for you.
Okay, what it is? Where we gonna get to the female Howard Stern shit? Cause I see your Twitter name and all that. I'm like, okay, when they gonna find out? When it's gonna turn to a different interview?
I mean, shit. Let me smell your dick. Was walking into the female.
Oh yeah, that right there. That killed me right there. Y'all shitted on me with that one. I'm still wiping shit off my leg right now. Literally, I got diarrhea on me with that one. What the fuck?
But we really gonna keep me to that? You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
I'm
not doing no motherfucking remix of that. I told you. Y'all got to do it and just play it for me.
Me and my girls, we going to do it. But, you know, we going to have guidance from some OG rappers that can help us lay verses and stuff like that. So, hell, it's the reason why you came on tonight. Right after.
I mean, I'm not about to help you write no motherfucking why you smell whatever the fuck. You better call Gutter. You better go get Gutter, man. They doing a lot of ghost riding over there, man. What you gonna call that Gutter?
Now, my question is, how long ago did you put out Half Baked?
Shit, on 420. I put that shit out a minute ago. I've been touring off Half Baked since April, literally. I've been overseas twice and back and all over the United States, you know, just rocking out on a Half Baked.
Okay, why you ain't come to my city?
Why I didn't come to your city? Where are you at, Jackson?
I'm in North Carolina.
Ah, and see, you know, I got warrants out there. I try to skip that town every time. Oh, my mama. I mean, shit, man. I remember I got out there and it was some outside big event out there, man. And a Rap-A-Lot little band drove me straight to the stage. And I hopped out the motherfucking van with a Hennessy bottle in my hand trying to go on stage. And then the motherfucking police cuffed my ass right there at the bottom of the stage, threw my ass in the car, took my ass to jail.
Wow.
I didn't get to fucking perform. And they, the good thing, they let a nigga bail out with pocket change, you know what I mean? I bailed out with a few $100s, that was cool, but at the end of the day, I never went to court, so, you know, of course, that turns into a warrant, so they got an outstanding warrant out there, so I'm crazy, baby.
Wow, that's fucked up.
I mean, shit happens, you feel me? Nigga trying to suck it out anywhere you go. Fuck all that. I mean, I come from Puffy and them popping bottles of Don Perignon and shit on stage, man. And okay, I'm going to bring my little bottle of Hennessy. Fuck it. Nigga get arrested, man. So, hey, it is what it is, man.
Well, I mean, don't feel bad. Puffy don't fuck with us in North Carolina like that anyway, because, you know, the last kid that he had that he wasn't trying to claim, the bitch had him served with papers down here because she couldn't get him served.
Oh, so he hate the fuck out of North Carolina.
Yeah, so when
he like me, he tries to get past that every time.
Yeah, a bad bitch, sir, you know, Puffy like them pretty, so she act like she was a groupie. And, you know, once they ask your name and you say yes, it's a wrap. He got served.
And he's
like, fuck that. He ain't coming back here no more.
So that boy got a, what's that shit called? Not a miracle baby. What them babies called when a nigga just take everyone on the side and they not knowing what they called? What the Janet Jackson got? Like, did she have like a secret, what they call them babies? Secret baby. Not a secret baby. They got a certain name for that shit. But okay, anyway.
Illegitimate.
Yeah, she got, not illegitimate. It's some shit that the industry call it. But anyway, she got one of those with the kid, huh? So he ain't trying to come out there no time soon.
You know what the thing is? He agreed to pay one lump sum and not bother with the child at all.
Got it. That's Puff, man. Fuck it, man. If I was Puff, I had 20 different babies around the motherfucking world, period. And I have 10 wives, period. Fuck all that. If you got the money, you could do it. I'd be like, 8 times. You see, 8 times got 8 wives. He ain't playing no motherfucking games, period. Because at the end of the day, nigga want more pussy.
What,
I mean, especially, but look, man, especially if you're a celebrity, you get so much.
Ain't he like a prince, an African prince or something?
I don't know what he is, man. It's how you a prince
from
about you locked
Africa.
Up.
He a prince from Africa, but he got in trouble for trying to bring his wives over here, I heard. Because you're not allowed to have, you know.
That's what I call about that life, my nigga. Like, really get real with yourself. Like, unless all these motherfuckers like, I'm cheated out. I'm gonna be like Stevie J. Niggas really have baked in this motherfucker. But at the end of the day, bitches need to be real with themselves when they fuck with a celebrity. Because, you know, this nigga got a bad bitch at home. Play your position. Be the bad side bitch. Period. And the nigga want to have a bad side bitch in every top city he go to. They got a bad side bitch in L.A., bad side bitch in Atlanta, bad side bitch in Miami, bad side bitch in New York, bad side bitch in Houston. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. But play your motherfucking position. And that shit, we all live one happy family, and I can drive the bus. Stevie J voice. You know?
Whatever the fuck you smoking, you need to learn.
Right, I'm over here like, I need some of that.
this shit's called Snoop World's OG Kush. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. This nigga got his own little weed in the motherfucking cannabis for us. Him out here in L.A., shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that boy, I'm up to Snoop. This shit is outrageous.
Damn.
Blew my fucking chest out.
Man, yeah. I thought he was about to cough up a lung.
I had to put the blunt out. I just put that motherfucker out like, ooh, no. That motherfucker just killed me, dude. Put
cough
him out.
Up a ball.
Nigga, man, you know the weed is strong when you got to put it out. Nobody never put a blunt out, period.
Nah,
you put
don't.
A blunt out, that's some strong-ass weed. Like, hold up. Slow down, Turbo. Slow the fuck down, Turbo. That's some, yay. That's some fire right there. Shit.
Get some of that.
Yeah. Ask Snoop when you get him on the interview. When you interview Snoop, ask him about that OG he got.
I don't smoke. It's not good. Okay, now it's time to take the gloves off. How tall are you?
Uh-oh. What happened now?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
5'11"? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you said you had a wifey.
Yeah.
Okay, now... When you be on the tours and stuff, do you take wifey with you?
No, she hold down the fort.
Okay, now, have you ever indulged on your trip?
Hell yeah, of course. Back in the day, though, but hey, not not now, but yeah, of course. Back in the day, I had a wife, and I got divorced. So that's part of the reason why I got divorced, too much indulging. I done had a kid on, you know, all types of shit. So, yeah, I was wild, a pure dirtbag. I mean, shit, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna act like I was an angel. Shit.
Oh.
I put my dick in so many bitches' tonsils. It's ridiculous. Period. All tonsils. Period. Gag order. Pure gag order. Every city. Gag.
Wow.
Hey, fuck it. Hey. But, hey, I didn't slow down. I'm in my late 30s, man, so all that shit is old. But I've been there, done that. You know, I had my wild days. I had the wildest shit I ever did. I had three bitches at one time. That was wild to me because it was cool because, you know, like, when you just have you and two bitches, you know what I mean? It leaves a bitch out if she ain't eating the pussy while you hitting a bitch from the back or something. So when I had three bitches and just me, it evened it out because I could be hitting a bitch and then the other two bitches could be on each other. And then when they off each other, we could switch up. You feel me? So everybody was active. So it was dope. Three bitches on one. That's the best menage a trois you could do. Fuck the two bitches. Get three. Step it up. Straight up. Yeah, three bitches is the one. For real. That's the one because everybody's occupied. You ain't got nobody just over there firing your balls from behind and shit. I feel, who's firing my balls? That ain't, hey, go over there. That bitch, let me handle this over here. You feel me? So, like, you know what I mean? So everybody's occupied. You ain't got a bitch over there in the corner sitting down playing with her pearl tongue and shit trying to get us. Like, you got everybody active. That's the best way. You feel me?
Got you. Now, my second question, my next question, fuck the numbers, is what advice do you give people that are young and that are wilding out when it comes to being on the road and dealing with groupie bitches and shit like that?
Oh, man, my word, I got to, man, just keep the Oscar Boy De La Hoyas, man, the Golden Boys. You know, I call them Golden Boys, man. Just make sure you always make a Golden Boy run. You know, if you don't know what the Golden Boys, you know, that's them gold magnums. That's even if you could rock them. Just make a condom run. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, we make De La Hoya runs. I don't know. That nigga's got to make the Golden Boys. You know what I mean? The gold ones. I don't know what type of token you got, what Willy Wonka token you got, man. You probably got just the... the marshmallow, the ticket or what. I don't know what you got, bruh. But at the end of the day, just make sure you strap, you know what I mean, period, because you got to know if a bitch giving you the pussy that easy, imagine how easy it is for the next nigga. So definitely don't fall in love, no matter how bad the bitch is, how thick she is, how bad she is, man, strap up, period. So that's all I can say, you know what I mean, because niggas going to do what they do. I can't tell a nigga, hey, only do the eight. No, just strap up, be safe, period, you know?
Now, what advice would you give young aspiring rappers on the industry, the shit that nobody hears about? Because, you know, it's real ugly when you get down to, when you take the gloves off, and everybody always makes it seem like it's pretty, it's glamorous and stuff like that, and it's very few people that want to tell the dark side about how motherfuckers fuck you over. You got to read the fine print that's under the fine print that's under that fine print. What advice do you have for artists not to, like, sell their souls?
I mean, right now, the best thing an artist could do is just go independent, period. I mean, you own everything. You know, if you fuck with them labels, they got a piece of everything. You know, like back in the day when I came in the game, I call that the golden era because we was able to have all our shit. But right now, the record label is giving out deals called the 360 deal. Now, the 360 deal entitles the record label to everything you make. Yeah, I mean, that's show money. If you got a SAG card and your agent getting you movies and all types of, you know, sitcoms or whatever it is, reality shows, they get a cut off of that. If you're merchandising and selling shit online, they get a cut off of that. Your show money, shit, feature money, any money that comes through the funnel in your name, the label gets a piece of it, period. And that's the new deal they're giving out. Because the records ain't selling no more like they used to sell. Everything is download and give out free shit to make a little bit of, you know, a little bit of money. So since shit ain't selling no more, they got to find a way to make more money. And their way of making more money is getting more money out of your ass. You know what I mean? So the best thing is to do is just independent, period. So you own everything. You get all your money from record sales. You get all your merchandise. You get all your show money if you... do features, you get your feature money. If you was ever to be an actor and get a SAG card and have an agent, you get all that money. So the best thing to do is do an independent, period. Because, I mean, the internet is free, and everything is ran on the internet right now. It ain't even about, you know, having a physical album. You could build your buzz on fucking World Star Hip Hop and YouTube and be out of here. So, I mean, shit, it's so viral right now. Anybody could do it. You don't need a record label. So I do it independent, straight up.
Got you. Now, why do I see you in so much blue?
So much what?
Blue.
I don't know, man. I don't even wear that much blue.
Every damn picture your management team sent or whoever the fuck be running your email had blue. I was like, damn.
I don't know, man. It just happened to have them couple album covers had blue on them. The last two albums, I guess, Free at Last and Half Baked had blue. Half Baked was blue because of the fucking the DVD. If y'all know the original DVD from Half Baked with Dave Chappelle, the whole cover is blue, you know, and he got on the blue suit, you know what I mean? Another nigga got on the little psychedelic shirt, so I tried to emulate it, you know, with the blue, you know, Armani shirt, of course, and then the blue background and all the shit, the grass and all that. So that's why that was blue. And Free at Last, it was blue because I just wanted blue and white, you know what I mean, on that to match my jewelry. I had the big blue dragon chain, all blue diamonds, yellow diamonds. It was, you know, so let me match this with the jewelry on that one. So that's the only reason. I ain't no blue dude. I like red. Yeah, and I ain't no gangbanger, but my favorite color is red.
But you look good.
Right.
You look really good in the blue, because I was like, wow, this is like a really nice picture. Like,
people tell me, they say keep wearing that blue, because every time I post some shit in blue, they go crazy. So I'm like, hey, man, I probably rock this a little more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's like soft, you know, with your skin tone and everything like that. It's just like, you know, it's not an issue.
Okay, I need you to be my stylist.
What the hell you know? Because I will have your ass in white beaters and boxes all motherfucking day.
Oh. And crocus sacks,
huh? Yeah, I'm like, that's when I do my underwear line for men and women, I'm going to stay draws, and I'm going to need you to, you know, go do a little photo shoot and support the movement.
Craziest. Hey. Okay.
I'm just saying. You know,
hey, I ain't mad at that. I'm pure dirtbag. Shit. Hey, fuck it. Get the drawers. I mean, if those they boxes, you know, I don't rock them. I don't rock none of that shit, man. Just boxes, man. Yo, boxes. Word.
Yes,
they need his joint need to breathe, man. Need room to breathe, baby. Word.
Three boxes and whatnot. Now, I know you said you're still touring off of the Half-Baked mixtape and everything like that. Do you have any new music that you're pushing currently?
Yeah, I told you that Regime Dragon Gang. I mean, shit, the Year of the Dragon. I keep on fucking up. The Regime Year of the Dragon Volume 1 and Volume 2 dropping this Halloween. So we just prepping that up. We about to start shooting these videos. This is about to be a double album. So we about to choose the, you know, the hottest songs and just start doing the videos. And then when you're dealing with a group, you know, the Regime is me, Tech N9ne, Drew Dowd, Amp Pacino, Lee Majors. I mean, there's just so many of us. You're dealing with a thousand dudes from the East Coast, the West Coast, down South, and Midwest, you know what I mean? So to get us all together at once is hard. I mean, all together at once is very, very hard. So we putting together. It's like a Wu-Tang type of situation. But, yeah, we going to make it happen. So that's the next move. Then after that, you know, I'm working on my next solo album. I'm thinking about dropping that next summer. And that's JJ based on the Ville story. And my fans been waiting for that for a minute. I'm just trying to do it right. You know, it's coming with a documentary, you know, behind the music type of thing, you know, showing my street life to the, you know, industry life and all the shit. You know, people I used to hustle with on the block, rob niggas with all the shit. So you see the shit is official. You know what I mean? My family, people who was kingpins in the hood, all types of shit, to my people who I done did this industry with. You know what I mean? The real industry motherfuckers, artists, you know, execs, you know, management, you know, all types of people I done fuck with in the industry. And let the people, you know, because hip-hop been changed. You know, it's 20 years since since the Looney shit. So I got to reintroduce myself to the youngsters so they know what they dealing with. You know what I mean? So the next album coming with the documentary, man, JJ based on the Ville story. So that's the two big projects I'm fucking with on Smoke a Lot.
Okay, now how do you feel about some of these little trend rappers, you know, one hit wonders or all this dance and shit? Like, you know, let me rephrase that. How do, what type of state do you feel hip hop has taken in this new in the 20th century compared to how it used to be? Do you feel like real hip hop is dead, as people say?
I say records are dead. Albums, like a full album, is dead. Like, it's about the one hit wonder right now. That's what type of industry it is. It's about that one hit. And they're going to play that shit until it play out, and they're going to go on to the next artist. You know what I mean? So all the artists got is that hit, period. And you better hope you got about 5 or 10 more to go after that. If you don't, you're out of here. They're going to the next nigga. So that's what it's about. Nobody's buying albums. Everybody's downloading singles and streaming singles and rocking with singles. You know what I mean? So that's what type of age it is right now, you know? So I can't be mad. You know, I ain't mad. I mean, it's still rap. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, niggas ain't really selling no albums. Now, I'm an independent guru. You know what I mean? Us Bay Area niggas, we sell albums. Like, still, we got fan base. Niggas still selling 50,000, 70,000, you know, independent units, you know, word of mouth. You know what I mean? In the Bay Area, you know, Midwest and you know, Northwest and so on and so on. So, I mean, it ain't hurting us. You know what I mean? But far as the mainstream, yeah, it's all about singles. Nigga, good luck on putting out an album, for real.
Now, here's a question for you. You know, I mean, with me, I'm like one of the motherfuckers, I really don't care, right? So,
right.
No, you might care, you might not care. Name three artists that is hot today that you feel won't be around next year.
Cash Out. Future. Cash Out, Future. There's one more of them, like, niggas that got one of them, like, songs out. Who else, man? I think Cash Out, Future. And who else ain't gonna be here next year, man? I'm sorry to say, but I don't think, man, I know they probably hate the shit out of me for this.
2 Chainz.
Not 2 Chainz. I ain't gonna say 2 Chainz. I don't think. Damn, who the fuck I? Who the fuck I was about to say, man? Nah, this taking long, man. Fuck it. Let me just go out. Let me say. I don't think Wale gonna make it, man. I'm sorry. I don't think Wale gonna make it. Period.
Cause Meek Mills is a problem.
Yeah, Meek Mills is an animal. If he don't step his shit up to Meek like Peek, it's a rap, man, because he's going to outshadow that dude, and this shit going to sound like pure trash every time he try to rap behind this man. So Wale, Future, and Cash Out, they definitely out of here, period.
I think Cash Out already out, because I ain't heard shit after
after the Keisha, right?
Yeah.
God damn. You see, I'm smoking on Keisha like a motherfucker. He should have did a remix with me. You'll still be popping. Oh my God,
you know,
get up.
You know what's crazy is, remember when YC came out and him and Future had that little problem with that song?
Right. Right.
And it's like, YC had that one song, and right now, Future is heavy on the radio rotation for damn near, what, 5, 6 songs?
Oh, that nigga got hella shit. Voila, magic. Voila, magic. That boy got about 8 different joints on that thing, rocking. He on nigga shit, all types of shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Future took off.
I wonder how old boy's feeling. Like, you know, like, you did some old fuck shit for the moment. And your moment was, like, literally 5 minutes. This nigga got 30 minutes.
Yeah. Nah, he got 15 minutes, and he got 5. But at the end of the day, that boy at home playing PlayStation, he on that Madden 13. Every time he lose a game, he throw that motherfucker controller and say, fuck the Future, nigga. I hate this nigga, man. He get mad at the game, man. He get mad at anything that it make him mad. Like, nigga, his bitch, like, do something at the dinner table. Man, fuck Future, man. He just blame everything on the Future, period. His kid shit on himself. Man, fuck Future. This whole shit is fuck Future on everything. And he had the house heated, period. Straight up.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Nah, that nigga on his fuck Future hype, period. I mean, hey, you can't be mad, nigga. I mean, don't hate, congratulate. I mean, y'all came in the game together. You were supposed to ride the wave with that nigga. Period.
Yeah.
I know Max B ain't in jail talking about fuck French Montana. They built that wave together. Max just went to jail, and French just kept on riding the surfboard. So that's what you were supposed to do, ride that motherfucking wave, ride that surfboard. That nigga hopped off his surfboard, thought he was going to be able to outswim the surfboard and drown, period. And Future stayed on his surfboard. So that's his fault, period.
So how do you handle when you're on the road and a female try to give you some pussy?
First of all, she got to be a bad bitch, you know what I mean? And then second of all, I can't really go into all the details of what goes down, but if she a bad bitch, she definitely got a chance, I'll tell you that. You know?
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow.
You know? I mean, shit, what you want me to say? I mean, I like thick bitches, bitches with gigantic asses, you know, slim waists, you know? I like cartoon bodies, man, you know, Jessica Rabbit, big titties, small waist, nice hips, big old ass, man. I like Houston-looking Clydesdale stallion bitches, so if you rocking like that, man, shit, you way more welcome to come smoke some weed in my room, period.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. It's all good with me, shit, all right.
Man, damn, you ain't never coming to North Carolina, shit.
Why not?
Damn.
But I go to South Carolina.
Everybody go to South Carolina. It ain't the same.
It ain't the same? No, Carolina. You fuck around and get killed out there. You try to bring me to the ghetto, to the shit, period. that's what you ain't telling. That's what you ain't saying on the radio. You know these niggas with the shit out here, right? Yeah, we know.
I live with the white folks.
I bet you do. You better living out there, shit. You better.
The white chicks would be happy to see you and them damn thick fingers and them juicy ass lips.
Uh oh. It sounds like you want a flight. LA. Oh, damn. Oh shit. Crazy ass lady.
I'm coming to L.A. soon because I have so many artists that have come on my show that I really need to meet.
I bet you do, Michelle A. Dr. Dre want to meet you again, too.
I wanted to meet 40 Glock, but I don't know no more.
Oh, come on, since he got, man, come on, man. That man got pistol drawn on him, and he couldn't do nothing.
Hey.
He couldn't do nothing. But it's bad. You know, 40 my dude. That's my homeboy. The bad thing is that they posted that thing on the web without him swinging back. You know,
trust me. I got called a bitch by menace because of some shit. I fucked with 40. I got cussed. I done been cussed out plenty of times on Twitter for 40. Trust me.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I got called a bitch and all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, see? So, you know, they little beef runs deep. You know what I mean?
That was wrong. I went hard at the game for that because I'm like, if it was that easy for you to beat his ass and his hands was no problem, you won't have a problem giving him a rematch because you already know you can beat him if you beat him fair and square.
Right, but at the end of the day, you know, me being a Cali nigga, I had to just really just like, step back and shit like that, because that's gangbang politics. I'm not a gangbanger. I don't know how they handle their shit. I'm a nigga from Oakland. You know, I know how we handle our turf shit. We bang blocks and streets. We don't bang colors. So I don't know the politics with this gangbang shit. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I done seen, you know, I saw Menace and them go hard on YG, and he's supposed to be a blood. So I don't, you know, bloods against bloods, crips against, I don't know their rules. You know what I mean? So I got to leave that up to them. You know what I mean? Straight up. Before
they,
he my nigga.
They go along, some of them, I think. I don't know. But I don't see.
That's the shit. I live in L.A., and I've been out here like over 15 years, and I still don't get this shit. You know what I mean? That's why I never – I'm a nigga from Oakland. You know what I mean? And I'm from one of the most notorious fucking projects in Oakland, if not Z. You know what I mean? So all my kingpins and shit and all these niggas have been on American Gangster and Gangland and my whole neighborhood, shit like that. So I come from the shit. So I don't go out of town and then try to be something else. You know what I mean? I don't come out to L.A. and say, oh, now I'm a Blood or now I'm a Crip because I'm from my hood, the Ville. I ain't got – that's for niggas that's out of town niggas who ain't got nothing to claim. They claim shit like that. Oh, now I'm a Blood. Nigga, you ain't got shit to claim. You ain't from no hood. Of course you want to claim something. You know what I mean? So that I ain't no nigga like that. You know what I mean? So these politics, I never got involved with it. I know Bloods. I know Crips. But I never fuck with their infrastructure to where I could be like, yo, how you handle this situation? Or who is the big homie to the little homie? Or who is the baby Loke and the baby baby? I don't know that shit. It could be like one, it could be like, no, for real. In a gang, it could be like five niggas with the same name. It could be like baby, baby, Loke. I mean, baby, baby, what is that? Fuck it. Baby, baby, Slam. Lil Baby Slam. Tiny Baby Slam. Baby Slam and OG Slam.
Yeah. Yeah.
On my mama. It'd be six niggas with the same name. You know, like, what? I don't know. I don't understand that. So at the same, you feel me? So at this game bang shit is deep. They got their own little, you know, their own little shit, their own politics. So Cody and them, you know, they gonna get that handled. You know what I mean? Or shit, it's gonna be some problems. Period.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I agree because you and I both know 40 is one of the motherfuckers. Like when you do something wrong to him, it's like you the one that always got to worry about when you go out in public somewhere. Because 40 is like one of them niggas that just pops up at the wrong time.
40 everywhere, bro. I seen that nigga beefing with the World Star Hip Hop nigga. He posted a picture of the nigga house in L.A. Like, nigga, I know where you at. Like, and the nigga called the nigga 40 like, it's like, hold on, nigga, how you? Yeah, he's like, yeah, I got people everywhere. So you right. That nigga will pop up anywhere. Like, boof, nigga, what's up? Like, you never know where that nigga going to be. 40 is everywhere, literally. With the phony.
Future,
voila,
it's magic.
Voila, it's magic, exactly. You pop out with that phony, too. That's why I named phony, because he keep that phony. Don't play. Don't think it's a game. He definitely rock with that phony. But, yeah, that's my nigga, Phony Glock. Game, you know, I ain't got no beef with him. I ain't got no beef with Menace. I mean, them niggas got to handle their shit. I just heard one game bodyguards got some chain snatched or something, and then Phony posted something like, yeah, nigga, I got shit for that chain. Like, it's getting deep. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting back with my popcorn and watching the entertainment, man. I'm enjoying a little entertainment, man.
It's going to be fun. You know? I swear, I'm going to come out to Cali, right? And hey. Pick people up when I come so I can
right.
get some Cali love or whatever. And
hey.
Go out to eat because I like to eat and stuff like that. I don't smoke, but we can take some shots or something. Do you drink?
And nigga, what? Don Julio all day. Nothing but shots. Back to back. Bop, 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 bop. Period.
We can take some shots. I can shoot to Bust the Pussy. I think you'll like that shot.
What the fuck? That's that's a drink?
Yeah.
I thought you said, okay, then you
it's
gonna
a
bust
shot,
the pussy.
A back
said,
shot.
Hold on.
No, actually,
let's take
it's a
shot of Don Julio and bust the pussy. That's quick.
Oh, nah.
Oh, my God damn. That's fast. Where we going to the bathroom?
You got jokes. I'm a big
fan. I'll fuck with you. I'll fuck with you. We're going to drink
a
bunch of pussy.
It looks like you can handle it. It's on 151 Southern Comfort and Raspberry Liqueur. It's very nice. Mm, yeah. It makes you feel
I try that shit. I'm into straight drinks. I'm a nigga from the hood, man. I drink straight Hennessy, man. I, you know what I mean? Straight motherfucking Tanqueray. Straight Don Julio, straight 1800 tequila. Like I just drink shit straight. I don't like to mix my shit. I never was that dude.
You'll be okay.
But, you know, I think mixed drinks is for females, man. You gotta mix it up, you know.
It's a shot.
Tone it down.
It's a shot of straight liquor. You'll be okay. I'll hold your hand.
No, I drink Ciroc straight. Harry Ciroc, all the flavors. That's enough flavor for me. You know what I mean? I don't need the mixtures, you know, but I'll definitely try that with you.
Yeah, I'll hold your hand while you drink it, you know. I'll hold that thick motherfucker for you.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. Hey, don't stop.
I sure will. Okay, this show gonna cut off because we is like straight in the after show. Now,
okay.
Now, what is your who handles your email so called them besides Hey You?
Who? What email? The Smoke A Lot team?
Nah, the Smoke A Lot Records at AOL.
Oh yeah, that's the that's the business one. Do not, don't you, hey, please. Nah.
Oh no, because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send them an email and tell them to send me whatever songs you're pushing, because I also do online promotions for the artists that come on my radio show. And
we need that. Yeah, send all that.
I got a crazy ass reach on Twitter. Like, when I'm on my shit, I easily reach about 200 and something thousand accounts, and I got about anywhere from 600 to 900,000 impressions when I'm tweeting and stuff. So I most definitely have the reach to get you seen on top of what you already do.
Right.
And then I'm going to write about you coming on the show, and then I'm going to post that. And then I'll be posting up the pictures that came on. And then also, I have a magazine, and I'm going to send you some interview questions because I'm going to feature you in my magazine as well.
Oh, that's love, man. I appreciate it. You got to definitely send me that remix when y'all do that remix.
I mean, you nasty, but
I'm working on my verses tonight.
You see what I'm saying?
Where the hell is that song at? Who made it? I got it. Is it online? Is it on YouTube or something?
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, I'm going to tweet you the link. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy, man. Oh, my God. If I play for wifey, I'm going to be in trouble. Hey, like, let me smell your shit. I'll just play.
Man, she gonna be like, where you hear that from? You gonna be like, yo.
But to tell the truth, I don't be nowhere. I take care of my family, man. This is entertainment. I don't do nothing.
I'm just ask you where you heard that song, because think about it. Let me smell your dick. That is such a conversation starter.
Hey, is it? I'm gonna have a wrong motherfucking conversation. They gonna be like, what, bitch? What the fuck you talking about?
And that's how the song
started
out,
too. Smell it, suck it, bitch. What the fuck you mean, smell it? Smell it, bitch. What the fuck? Suck my shit, bitch.
You're so crazy. Like, I have really enjoyed this interview. Like, you was, like, mad cool.
I've been saying, though, fuck, smell my shit. Just, you know, hey, fuck it, throw it in your mouth. Test it out.
You know, I'm talking to a person where they slogan, my slogan is my head game is a felony. So, I mean, what is you saying?
Oh, shit, that's your slogan. You got that curl up. I'm making a nigga toes curl.
Oh, I got that shit that make them sound like what, you know, how you are when you smoke and choke them all up.
Oh, shit. Oh, you make a nigga sound out. Lord have mercy. You dangerous. Keep you away.
Yeah.
They need to put that thing that was on a nigga from Silence of the Lamb, that whole mouth jaw thing, that jaw contraption. They need to put that shit on your mouth. And when it's time to handle your business, they roll your ass in. Take that jaw contraption off and let your ass go to work. Clarice.
Hello, Kevin.
Oh, shit.
Y'all got fucking issues.
Yeah, I'm done.
That is so funny. You know what, Chuck? We definitely gonna get you that, but I make sure it's pink. I'll make sure it's
the pink
one.
The pink mouth contraption.
Because you know she's something like a dominatrix, too. So,
she would love that. You got to get the one with the ball in, the little mouth contraption with the ball.
Yeah, with
the
little ball
in
and make sure she got a matching whip.
Oh, shit. Damn. That's what happens when you get old. When you get in the late 30s and shit, you just turn to a wild sex animal.
I was like this all my life.
She was born
that. Man, you better not, you keep that on low. Your kids don't need to know that.
I got four kids. They know I'm fucking. They fuck more than me. They got
it run in the blood. It's in the blood.
No, because I had four kids and I got eight grandkids. So, nah.
Ooh, so you eight grandkids. God, I'm still, I can't wait to have one. You got eight grandkids. That's a blessing. That's dope.
I ain't accepting. I'm not accepting any more applications right now.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be a while for me.
Yeah, whatever
they
got going on, they're going to have to stop because I'm tapped out.
Okay, shit. All right. You got the shit. Fucking throw the ball in your mouth and shit. Keep the whip in hand. You're going to go spank somebody.
You know what?
God damn.
That's all right. That's why we're about to get kicked off the air. I didn't hang up on y'all. It was blocked.
It's all good. I got to get back to my little skate ring activity anyway. Y'all be easy, man. Great interview. I appreciate the time and the love.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Hey, tweet me that goddamn link, though.
I'm
off top. I'm serious. All right, Michelle. Bye-bye now.
Have a good night. And thank you for this. Man, this is a good show. We're really about to be kicked off.
I know, right? We always go to the end anyway.
Yeah, so...
You might as well just go ahead and play to the end of the road.
Shit, you might as well go ahead and get that pen and paper popping.
You know what? I'm about to, but instead of smelling his dick, I'm going to just say, can you get your shit? That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say, because I'm not smelling no... But, you know, I already got... let me think. I think I had a verse that popped in my head. Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Okay.